Surviving in Somalia's Beidwa city has turned into a dire challenge. Hundreds of thousands of people have poured into the city after severe droughts made their remote villages unlivable. The influx is overwhelming the city, but displaced families say it's better than what they left behind. With nowhere else to go, the United Nations says displaced communities have set up hundreds of scattered camps themselves. Mohamed Adam is struggling to make ends meet. He's been searching for work all day, helping people move their belongings. He cares after his mother and younger brothers. But on a good day, he says he earns less than $2.
I'm out here from early morning till night. This is the only work I've got. I wish I had better options.
The Somali currency, the shilling, is also struggling.
Look at our currency. It's worth nothing. This entire bundle of cash is just worth about $40.
International aid doesn't always reach those who need it most.
What we need right now is actually ensuring that funding is going directly towards local communities and making sure that NGOs, organizations like NRC and also those at the forefront are able to directly support those who are affected by it.
The desperation is palpable. Faced with the worst drought in 40 years, scenes of poverty and hunger are becoming more common. Amina is among thousands who beg for food, hoping for sympathy.
I have not eaten anything for 2 days. I've been begging for food, but often there's no response.
It's yet another crisis for the government, which is already facing political instability, armed groups, and a weak economy. Roughly 70% of adult Somalis don't have jobs. And for now, there's little hope things will improve soon. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.